The company which runs Dublin Airport has been told that its offer of around €75 million to buy a critical land bank situated between the north and south runways is derisory. The 261 acres of land is zoned for airport use and was put up for sale in May. The Dublin Airport Authority says it is interested in purchasing the land based on a realistic valuation. We'll talk to the CEO of the DAA, Kenny Jacobs, shortly. But one of the co-owners of the land, the businessman Ulick McAvady, told this programme that he intends to sell it instead to an international investment fund and will go to court to ensure that a private terminal can be built there in the future if the DAA doesn't buy it. I spoke to Ulick McAvady earlier and asked him how much interest there had been in the land since he offered it for sale.
Oh, substantial interest from around the world, from venture capital funds and from pension funds, and particularly from people who see the value of the strategic land bank.
You've said that you want to get market value for that land. What's yes. market value at the moment?
Well, market value is what the market will pay, and it's certainly an awful lot more than what the DA have offered.
I mean, the figure quoted in the media is somewhere around €205 million.
Yeah, but it's probably more than the offers we've had. It'll be more, you know.
The Irish Times reported then that the DAA offered somewhere in the region of €75 million for that land, and that you have rejected that offer.
Oh,
that
absolutely, we rejected it. It's derisory, you know, for strategic land bank. I mean, they paid €1.7 million an acre for the car park, which is not strategic. Okay, it's income earning, but it's not strategic for the future of Dublin Airport. These lands are vital for the expansion of Dublin Airport.
Do you expect the DAA to make a further offer?
No, I don't. No, I think we'll be dealing with another party. We have three other parties interested.
Three other parties?
We're close to, you know, we're dealing with three parties at the moment. We have five or six interested parties. One will not come in until next November. But there are other interested parties right now who want to do a deal.
The DAA said in June that it believed that it might be the only bidder here.
Yeah, well, I did say in response to that that they were probably delusional.
And so you're saying there, and you have three interested parties, but do you have three other bidders?
We have five other bidders, but we have three that we're negotiating right now who are in the top echelon.
The land that you're selling here, it's right in between the two runways at Dublin Airport. It would be seen as a critical national asset, zoned for airport use.
Yes, correct.
What could a private buyer do with that land? What use could they have with it other than selling it to the DAA ultimately?
Well, yeah, that could happen too. You know, the DAA will get desperate for it ultimately. But essentially, we offered the DAA an exclusive option for 3 months. We offered to arbitrate on the value of the lands. We weren't looking for crazy prices. We were looking for, but all they offered us was what they offered us 20 years ago to get out of their way.
And any other buyer then that might come in?
There are several other buyers.
Yes.
Several.
And how would they use the land?
Well, some of the buyers, the potential buyers, want us to proceed with our European Essential Facilities Doctrine case and to gain access to the runways and infrastructure of the airport, which we're entitled to, by the way, under the law.
So that would involve a lengthy court case, you going to court to say, we want to build a private terminal and use Dublin Airport's runways.
Correct. And is not for nothing, of course. We would have to arbitrate on the price. The Commission for Aviation Regulation could determine what the value of that excess was going to be.
And would that be a case that would have to be taken by the new owners of the land if it were not the DAA?
Well, it's a case, because we have history on it, we probably would have to take the case on behalf of the new owners.
Okay. And is that something you're prepared to do?
Yes, it is.
So you're prepared to go to court to seek permission to build a new terminal to use Dublin Airport's runways?
Correct.
And when would you envisage that happening?
Well, it's not our desired route, Justin, I have to say. Our desired route was that the DA would own these lands and have the vision to do what is necessary for the expansion of Dublin Airport. Dublin Airport could be the preeminent hub in Europe, providing hydrogen for the future, providing power for the future, and it's uncongested airspace.
You tried to get a private terminal built there before, for several years, for decades.
For 27 years trying to get a private terminal built.
Yeah. And there was no political appetite for that. Do you see that changing?
Well, it'll have to change or they will stagnate Dublin Airport. Somebody will have to say, at some stage, the government ministers are going to have to, it's not the DEA, the DEA have a vested interest in keeping things as they are, but the government are going to say, what's best for Ireland Inc.?
The DAA has said, it's quoted in the Irish Times, saying that it has made a sensible offer to you for that land and that it won't pay crazy prices. If they're not willing to pay what you consider to be a fair price or market value, so you will then go ahead and you will sell that land to somebody else.
That's correct.
Are the Comer brothers from Galway, are they the lead bidders at the moment?
No, they're not. No, there's three other parties ahead of them. But they certainly have an appetite for what we want to do.
And would you sell it to an international fund?
That's what we're looking at right now.
And how would an international fund use that land other than sit on it until the DAA is ready to pay more?
No. The international fund would actually build the terminal. I mean, we're talking about a $4 billion terminal here. And venture capital funds have been onto us on a regular basis to try and get to invest in a terminal. Terminals are very... How are they? So for pension funds, they're very solid. You saw Canadian Pension Fund bought London City Airport. And 90%, 95% of most European airports are privately owned now.
What do you say to the suggestion that you're holding this land as a ransom against the DAA here?
No, we're not. We want to build our own terminal. Because of my age profile now, we decided to give up. So they can have the land, and we'd like them to have it, because if they have the vision to do the right thing, they can have the land. If not, somebody else will grab it and they'll regret it.
Does the DAA need this land?
Vital for them. It's vital. Not alone that. Let me tell you what they've done. Their submission to the Commission for Aviation Regulation in 2019, they put all of the terminal lands, they were proposing to go to 55 million passengers, all built on our lands. They made presentations around the globe, Brussels, Paris, London, Dublin. Dalton Phillips, the previous chief executive, did that. And all the land and all the terminals were on our land. So for them to say in the public domain that they do not need the land is misleading, to say the least.
What's to stop the DAA in the future, if they do want that land, for looking for a compulsory purchase order and getting it that way?
Well, they got that opportunity when we gave them exclusive rights and voluntary and binding arbitration. So that's the same as CPO. CPO will yield nothing else.
Do we need a third terminal at Dublin Airport? I mean, in the context of what's happening at the moment with people being encouraged to travel less by aeroplane because of climate change, is it possible that perhaps there would be fewer passengers in the future?
No. What will happen is the acceleration of sustainable aviation fuels is happening right now. And if they had the vision to see that hydrogen power will be a motive force in the future. Yes, there's a lot of development work to be done. It's 10 years away from short haul and it's probably 20 years away for long haul. But it will be the future.
When would you expect to close this sale and do the deal?
Probably by the end of the year. We're in no hurry, but the end of the year would be suitable for us.
And if the DAA is not the buyer, then what do you think will happen to the land after that?
Well, somebody will build a terminal on it, whether it's DAA or a third party.
But that will be after a long court case.
Yeah, well, Dublin Airport can't afford to stagnate for the next 5 years, so they may as well negotiate a settlement and allow somebody to build a terminal. Essentially, it's not just the DAA's decision. There's Transport for Ireland, TFI, and there's the National Aviation Policy. And there's all of this has been identified as the right thing to do. So the DAA are simply, they're against government policy with what they're doing.
But nobody can build a terminal unless there's, I mean, there would have to be probably a lengthy court case to allow a private terminal to go ahead against the DAA's wishes first. Isn't that right?
That's one option. They can have that lengthy court case and then they can lose and end up having to negotiate a settlement. Or they can start from day one negotiating a settlement. In other words, negotiating what they would charge a third party to build an independent terminal. But it's vital that that terminal is built. Otherwise, the 32 million cap, remember, is a real cap.
But as far as you're concerned, you're prepared to dispose of those lands before the end of this year?
We are, yes.
That was the businessman Ulic McEvady speaking to me earlier, and we're joined in studio now by Kenny Jacobs, the chief executive of DAA, which runs Dublin Airport. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Justin.
Do you still want Ulic McEvady's land at Dublin Airport?
Yeah, we do, at the right price. Look, the, It's an interesting piece of land. It's not a strategic piece of land. We have a big vision for Dublin Airport to grow it from 32 to 40 million. That will be the infrastructure application which we submit to Fingal County Council by the end of the year. That does not include this land. So last week I went through the most interesting strategic infrastructure projects we have. This piece of land wouldn't make the top 20. So I disagree with you, look, and I have great respect for the McAvallys and what they've done in their business careers, but this piece of land will never be used to build a third terminal. We have some interest in it because we would build some taxiways, some other airport facilities. We'd like to have it. We've done two independent valuations on the piece of land. I've gone out myself two times to view the piece of land. I met Des McAvady out there. And we're interested. That's why the Board of DAA have made a bid for it, a very sensible bid based on two valuations.
He says your offer was derisory. He says you paid 1.7 million euro for a car park and his land is worth more than you're offering.
Look, that's his view. We have two independent valuations. We have put an offer in excess of those two valuations. The numbers that I'm reading in the newspapers, look, if they have three to five bidders, as Ulrich is pointing out, in excess of the price they're looking for of 200 million, good luck to them. I would be going to the bank if someone is offering me a price in excess of the price that they put on the market. So look, that's up to them.
Do you intend to go back and make another offer?
No, we don't. Or we've made a very serious offer, and it is a serious offer. It's a sensible offer. The Board of the DAA have approved that offer. Our offer will stand to the end of the year. We won't go back to make another offer.
Why did you not take up the offer to go to independent arbitration and get an independent valuer to put a price on that land and arbitrate? As Ulrich McAvady said, he offered that to you.
And look, he's keen to sell. We don't have a strategic interest in the land. So that would have been a waste of our time. We've got it valued twice. I've been able to look at it twice. It doesn't make the top 20 strategic initiatives that we have.
You say that, but in documentation, Ulrich McAvady pointed this out in the interview, in documentation that you submitted to the aviation regulator in 2019, it included scenarios where you would put important buildings on this land.
Yeah, and 2019 is 4 years ago. In the infrastructure application now, which is more important that we'll submit this year, we don't have anything on that land. So look, aviation is always moving. Our infrastructure application now is going to be very, very different. The other thing I would say, look, there's a lot of noise about this land in the past 30 days. If you go for the past 30 years, which is the period the McAvady's have owned this land, they never once went for planning. If it's suddenly now so strategic in 30 days, why was it not so strategic in the past 30 years that they submitted a planning application? There is no need for a third terminal in the next 25 years. If there is a need for a third terminal after the next 25 years, it'll be beside Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. I don't think it'll ever be on those lands.
You said earlier this year you believed that the DAA might be the only bidder for this land. Ulrich McAvady says he has five potential bidders, the lead bidder being an international investment fund, which he believes would want to build a private terminal on it. What do you think of that idea?
I think two things. First of all, if I was a sovereign wealth fund or an international fund and I'm interested in this piece of land, and if you stand in this piece of land, you're right smack in the middle of two runways, I would pick up the phone to DAA and say, what do you think I can do with this land? No one has called us. The second thing I would say is we don't need a third terminal there. They would be waiting a long, long time. I don't know what the court case that Ulrich is referring to. Even if you win a court case, you still have to get planning. That's going to take a long, long time. So if I was an investor, I wouldn't be interested.
If he does decide to go to court to fight what he says is the European Essential Facilities Doctrine case, which would give the owner of this land, if they were to build a terminal on it, access to Dublin Airport's runways, is that a court case that you would contest?
Look, we would evaluate that at a point in time. I think that is years away. It's a court case that would take a long, long time. My understanding is you would still need planning permission. There is no access problems to Dublin Airport. It's a very well-regulated airport. It's an airport that wants to grow. It's an airport with a vision for strategic infrastructure development that will grow the airport from 32 to 40 million. That's going to create jobs. That's going to create further economic value add. To do all that, we need to do the strategic projects that we have in our vision and in our plan, that doesn't include the lands. Now, we're interested in the lands. That's why we've made an offer, a very good offer, a sensible offer that I would encourage the McAvaddies and the other parties selling the land to come back to us when, you know, when they've gone through their process. If they've got 3 to 5 other bidders and they're going to get 200 million, good luck to them.
What's wrong with the idea of a private terminal? One that would compete with the publicly owned terminals that the DAA operates?
We have no objection to that. We just have better things to do. We're getting an infrastructure application in that will allow us to grow from 32 to 40 million. That's going to be in the two terminals we have. I don't have the bandwidth to imagine a third terminal someplace else. We have enough to do with the two terminals that we have. We have big improvements that we want to make in the two terminals. We want to extend both T1 and T2 and improve the facilities inside. We want to do work in the North Apron, the South Apron. That's the strategic initiatives that we have in our vision, not this land.
If an international fund were to buy this land and potentially sit on it and wait for you to come back looking for it again when you decide to expand further, might you end up regretting not buying it now?
We don't think we'll be coming back looking for it to expand.
All right. Kenny Jacobs, Chief Executive of the DAA, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.